God knows that
people just him or whatever, asking them to introduce themselves. I don't know what the protocol is in the department. And then we get to the business of today. And let's thank you for your time and also for having agreed to stay on after the morning's meeting. It's good that I was in that part of that meeting. Otherwise, I would have been very unsympathetic to you in terms of going for a long time. I've also briefly just thought that if members agree that we shouldn't finish very late, we should deal with the issues at hand now, engage as far as possible, but in the light of our earlier requests to get some further information on issues that are outstanding in the previous engagement, we will not have time today to go through those things. So in the time that we have allocated for public hearings, we will have to have a further engagement with the department, because I take it that you will be part of the hearings in one way or another, whatever representation you will have, so that when we respond to some of the issues and questions and queries, we have a comprehensive answer from the department on issues that might be outstanding, including some of the issues that you're going to be talking to. So let's deal with your strategic plan and your budget today, and the budget. And if you want to refer to any other matter, you're at liberty to do that. But you're most welcome, Acting DJ.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, colleagues. We do appreciate to be given this opportunity to come and make our presentation on the strategic plan. We also want to extend our appreciation that the Chair and some members joined us in this morning's meeting. It was comforting to have honorable members being with us in that meeting. I'm Sam Vukel, I'm the Acting Director General. I will request that colleagues introduce yourselves and then we can start. Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. My name is Kathy Mutsisi. I'm the Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Members, my name is Lydia Pick. I'm the DDG Policy, responsible for policy.
Thank you, Chair, Honorable Members. My name is Mandla Mabuza, Deputy Director General, Special Projects.
Good afternoon, Chair and Members. Peter Chiapasco, Acting DDG Inner City Regeneration, Project Management and Professional Services.
Thanks, Chairperson. Good afternoon, Honorable Members. My name is Laiti Mochadiwa, and I'm currently the Acting DDG Corporate Services.
Good afternoon, Chair, Honorable Members. My name is Rashad Samuel, Regional Operations.
Good afternoon, Chair, Honorable Members, Dr. Steven,
Acting DDG, Asset Management. Good
afternoon, Chair, Honorable Members. We are recording. There's no... Speak up. Good afternoon, Members, Chair. My name is Stanley Anderson, and also Acting Deputy Director General for the ECWP.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. My name is Mandy Sasa, General.
Sorry, Sisam. Is there a problem with that mic? Just try and press it.
Yeah, I'll use it, sir.
Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, good afternoon. My name is Mandy Safa Kela Lindi. I'm the Chief Director of Strategic Management. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair. I'm Nomthunzi Jacob from Monitoring and Evaluation, National Department of Public Health.
General, why do you think we know you?
I'm sorry, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Yes, I, the same name that you have called is my name. My surname is Moso. Thank you, Chairperson.
Which position are you acting on?
not really sure. I'm the PML Chairperson.
Okay, the next one.
Good afternoon. My name is Tidi Matela from the Deputy Minister's Office. I'm the registry there.
Good afternoon, Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Adam Tombin. I'm the Chief Director, Intergovernmental Relations and Parliamentary Support.
Thank you very much, if that's a lot from the department. I'm going to give it to you, but I must thank Babu Masangwe for also having joined the meeting this morning. He said that throughout, other members were still converted in other meetings, but we were there until lunchtime. Acting DG, can you just deal with the first matter about the acting? You recall that the last time we were trying to say this is like a soap opera now. And today I had the scopper telling you that it's like a stage where everybody's acting. In our last meeting in November or so, or was it earlier, in September?
November.
We actually asked you to stand up. And more than 50% of those people were acting. Is it going to continue like that? What is the problem? Can we just deal with the matter before we go further? Because I think we, at some stage we'll deal with this whole issue of vacancies and other things. Why is it going so slow? What is the problem?
Thanks, Chair. I think this is unusual. We have dealt with all the processes that are required to be done in the department to fill these positions that are vacant. The only challenge we have is that we could not get responses from... Normally, these positions, they are approved by Cabinet. Now, we have recommended... Procedurally, they went through cabinet, but we are still waiting for a response for their concurrence as to whether have they accepted our proposals. The only one that is still yet to have an interview on is the DDG EPWP. We are going to have a short list and an interviews. We were delayed because of non-availability of executive members who should serve as selection committee members. But the rest, two DDGs, we've interviewed, we've submitted the recommendations. We're just waiting. We submitted last year in December. Up to now, we're still waiting for the outcome. It's unusual. At administrative level, we're trying to resolve it. We continue getting promises that a solution is there. I'm also supposed to meet with the acting DG, DPSA, tomorrow to find out as to where the problem is. The one of the DG, we are almost at the end where we have done headhunting. If the executive members can sit and interview, we might be having an appointment by the 1st of April. So we have dealt with the high-level positions, Jefferson. Thanks very much.
Okay. Please go to the issues.
Thanks very much, Jefferson. I need to mention that the strategic plan that was circulated, we're in at the last stage of cleaning it. It might have some few errors that needs to be cleaned. We just want that to be acknowledged. But tomorrow we are finalizing the cleaning of this strategic plan. To start with, I'm going to make a presentation in terms of... Yes, the strategic plan that we have in front of us, we have submitted it. It still has to be cleaned. We said the final one will be ready by the 12th, which means this Friday. we have requested that we present it, and then whilst we're actually working on the final version.
DJ, I don't want to subject you to what you went through this morning, but there seemed to be a problem. There were stipulations in terms of law and regulation that these things must be in by a certain time. What is the problem? Is there a capacity problem, or are you working under strain, under pressure, or is it because of the position that are not working? What is the situation there? Because I mean, you went through grilling about the annual report with a lot of mistakes that you accepted. Now, we have not even started with the content. You are telling us that there are still things that you are going to be cleaning up, and you're finalizing the process tomorrow. Where does that put us? Because if we go through those and things and then, no, still has to be cleaned, still has to be cleaned and so on. Shouldn't we wait until you clean it up? Is that your preference? Or should we go on? What's your... so that we don't become unfair to you?
My proposal, Chair, is that I prefer a situation where we finalize the cleaning. Like we can say on page 105, it shows that there's still information that is not available in the document. So if we can be given a time for a day, we can finally have a final version, and then we can present it, the proposal.
Can I have some and then I'll come back to Boma Sango and I'll take you to Tekika.
Chairperson, I think it's fair to deal with a clean version than to dwell on this one which is not clean. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think I was also there in the morning. I don't want to, you know, so that we go into the wrong, as you have briefed us. It was good to go, but I'm just I'm not comfortable. I spent my whole weekend just going through this document, and now I'm here. It is not the clean document. I just feel really, I don't know what is presented, is it clean or not? That's another question. We rather stop it and get a clean document and go through a clean document. Because now we are just wasting time doing something that is not finalized by the department itself.
Babukikana? Yes. I don't know how to do it. No, you have to do it, Babu. No, the other one, the one next to Danny yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me touch it so that. Okay. Come, Chair, I also agree with the preceding speakers. Yet I want to register this that, you know, since we started with public works, we're really not happy. And we're going to find out that in most of our meetings, we are fighting. This is because, to be honest, it's not an easy thing just to say, go ahead, clean up. It's about time. It's about resources. These things have been treated. People have left other commitments. They've come here. That is time. And all it says is there's incompetence in the Republic. We're wasting very valuable time and resources with this type of thing. So indeed you should do it, and all the time when the department comes to us, we are not happy. And it can't continue forever, because if we are not happy with them, with us, how are we going to ultimately deliver to people? So I'm just saying, look, it's not just a matter of, no, let me go and clean up. But this is competence. This is performance. If you can't perform to us, a portfolio committee of about 15 people, how are you going to perform to people out there, 45 million people out there? So I'm registering that very slowly. I wish next time when they come, we could all go out and say we are happy
for the first time with the presentation they are making.
Right, DJ, how do you respond to the proposal?
Thanks very much, Chairperson. We do take serious note of the concerns that have been raised and also commit that we will finalize this document by tomorrow. All the members who are here, we have already made sure that they don't go back to their offices before this is finalized. Thanks, Chair.
You see, I don't want you to rush it as well, because you still have to do printing of this document. So if you say by tomorrow, that means I wouldn't dictate to you now to do your work with your internal staff. But we want to, how much time reasonably do you need for us to come, to return to this matter with you? Do you need a week to return to us or whatever, 2 weeks? What is your thinking? Because it's important that we do that. We bring this into our program. We have to adjust our program to suit this matter. But the issue that I raised about the resources and time that you have used to travel to come here, I mean, also must be taken into account. But I didn't get an indication when you got here that you're not ready. At least that should have been communicated to us before this meeting so that we do some rearrangement or planning rather than to come here and say, listen, we still have to rework the document, clean it up, whatever. But my question is that what time reasonably, 10 frames, you'll be ready by tomorrow, can we call you within a week or this week still? What do you have in mind?
Thanks very much, Chairperson. We really apologize that we could not communicate. The impression that we had is that we communicated that we'll be ready on the 12th, but I think we do apologize. We think a week will be reasonable, although I commit that even if I give a week, but by tomorrow we must have done our own work. The printing, I think they are ready to ensure that they assist us with the printing. But a week will definitely be very reasonable, Chairperson.
Okay. Members, let's take it as given. Is there another man? I see a hand there. Bob.
Yes, mine is to say that all is welcome and accepted based on all what has been mentioned and commented here. I'm not going to repeat anything. But I would suggest that whilst I know very much that the chair of the portfolio committee is tied up and, you know, very busy and so on, as well as the DG, for his responsibilities and work to discharge, I would suggest that the chair or chair's office should please keep in touch all the time when there would be, you know, presentations like these, as to ensure readiness so that we don't just come here you know, thinking that everything is okay. At least the chair would be knowing on our behalf that things are okay from that other end. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Bomasango.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know. Yeah, something that they must maybe check is their objectives as outlined at the scope of where they say, you know, they didn't comply. I have checked these objectives, and sometimes the measurements and the time frame and all those things
they might just look at it there also. So they're going to have a problem again next day if they leave it like it is presently in this stress. So they must go and look at that also, because it's totally not in line with what the Auditor General was saying also. This one that they're going to implement.
No, thanks for that, Tap. How do we proceed with the budget? Should we go to the budget issues and come back to the strategic plan? But as you, because the difficulty here is that when you come back, we might have to refer back to some of the issues of the budget to just take realignment. One of the queries that we had in the previous meetings were that the strategic plan and the budget, there was, and even in terms of the reports, there was a disconnect in terms of most of the issues. So I'm just appealing that as you prepare, you must just ensure that there is alignment with the strategic plan, the budget, and whatever goes forward. But maybe let's go CFO to the budget and just we've gone through it, but just take us into the salient point and issues that you feel you would want to bring to our attention.
Thanks, Chair and Honourable Members. The budget that we had presented is more on the breakdown per program in terms of the MTEF and the budget per economic classification. Let me start with this first slide, which shows us the different programs that we have in the department. You'd recall that in the previous financial year, we had only four programs. EPWP was integrated with policy. Through the MTEF, we have managed to separate EPWP so that it becomes a program on its own, and program 4, which was auxiliary, is now property and construction industry. That is our policy program, and then we have included program 5, which will be auxiliary and associated services. Okay. That is the budget allocated for the year. For 2010-11, for all the programs that we have in the department, we have been allocated 6.4 billion. In the 2011-12, we'll be having 7.9 billion. 2012-13, 8.2 billion, totaling to about 22.6 billion through the MTEF. Looking at the economic classification, for year one, we have 1.1 billion, which is an increase from what we have currently of about 1.021 billion. It's just an increase of 100 million from what we have from the current budget. That does not increase significantly throughout the year, totaling 3.5 billion over the MTEF. And this budget should cater for all the vacant posts that we spoke about this morning. Goods and services, the budget is 921, but 40% of that budget goes to our property management payment for the accommodation that we are occupying as public works, increasing as it is noted there over the MTEF. Transfers and subsidies. That is the transfers that we provide under EPWP and the devolved property rates, the grants that we pay to the provinces. The bulk of that money goes to, a billion of that goes to the for property rates, and about 2 billion it's the money that we have throughout for the EPWP, and that includes a small portion for our entities, CIDB, CBE, and AGRIMA. The last line, it's the payment for capital assets. That is our infrastructure budget. That is the budget that we use as the public works to do our capital works on our buildings. Basically, that's how it is broken down. Perhaps when we submit the overall strategic plan, we will also show the breakdown of the capital budget in relation to the projects that are going to run in the department. Thanks.
Oh, you're done. Finish. That's quick. That was quick. Are there any... I think these figures are not foreign. They are in the information that was presented to us. That's the difficulty now. You can't relate to them. any comments? Not any.
Yeah, Kom, I just want to check with the presenter if it is, like you're saying, I mean, it's, a budget can't just be money, and we don't know which purpose that money is serving. And we're going to know if the strategic plan, I mean, the strategic plan needs to be cleaned up. I thought what she was going to say was, though the strategic plan is going to be cleaned up, but these are kind of priorities that will still remain. And in the main, the budget covers those. That thing of aligning, you can't just discuss the budget as an independent. The expenditure is based on what you want to achieve as a family. This is what you want to, in the main. So I just want to check if it isn't possible to capture the essence of that strategic plan, though they are going to clean up and link it up. Maybe say these are the main priorities and this is the budget as linked or attached to those main priorities in the strategic plan.
Thank you, Brother Denny. That's why I was saying that we might have to return to some of the issues given us a budget when we discuss the strategic plan. What is going to be unfair is going to a matter that we've said, let's return to the later, because if you do a strategic plan, you can't do it part of it. You must do all of it. If we have accepted that it needs to be reworked, let's accept it like that. But when we come back, we'll have to do exactly what you're saying. The strategic plan and realignment to the budget. We'll have to do that. Maybe without suppressing that question, we'll just note it as a matter that the department will have to come to, will have to return to at that time. But at least in the budget itself, if you can tell us what are the issues that we must look out for, you see? Look out for, are there possible pitfalls here? Or is it the budget that will carry out the mandate that we'll discuss later, so that we know up front, you see. We've got a very strict law in terms of Parliament money bill, as we call it, and so on. That says that, you know, if we find this pitfalls, we must try and adjust, change, or not approve. So it's better if you tell us up front if there are any other things that you are worried about, so that we don't extract them from you at a later stage and just find that, you know, these are major things. If there are minor problems of maybe insufficient budget, the normal national anthem of the departments generally, insufficient money. If that is the overall one, that I'm sure we can accept it as given. But in the specifics here, are there any pitfalls, CFO, that you know about?
The only area that we normally mention when we present the budget, besides the compensation of employees, which is not enough, it's the capital budget, the infrastructure budget. We have a huge project of rehabilitating all our buildings through the names that we've been including in our annual report, but there has never been enough money to ensure that we are able to rehabilitate all our buildings such that we can begin to fit them properly and be able to generate the revenue that we are supposed to generate. I think when we present the entire strategic plan, we will be able to show how the $1.3 billion is allocated within the different areas that the department will be undertaking, including accessibility of buildings that we have to do as a department.
Thank you. That's the only one that you can. Okay. Okay. Honorable members, it looks like we. But I take it you accept that earlier ruling. And that we should do it properly when we meet in a week's time.
Yes, just the last thing. The registration of assets, I know, is another critical thing. Does the budget help it? Are you happy, or what's going to happen? What's the situation?
Yeah, we are in the department.
Press my dip.
There's nothing here. Thank you. For the program for asset register management, we are going to increase the structure there. There's a chief director that's been appointed, and that post is funded. The director post is also funded. However, there is discussions now with the CFO that we can receive some money to appoint some service providers to assist us with the announcement process. We're looking at maybe getting some students, etc., on board. So when we work on this and review the exercise, I'm hoping that we get some budget confirmed for that.
Babu, go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, as you know, that IDT complained about their funds running dry. Is there any allowance for IDT within this budget? Thank you.
You may answer, but let me give you the answer I want. Just get into that one, but maybe let me leave you the department to just comment on that.
We did not receive any funding for IDT as the department.
The IDT is getting its appropriation differently, not from the department. And I'm sure we can discuss that matter as well as when we meet with them. They did indicate their possibility of drying of funds in 2011, and it's a matter that Cabinet has got to respond to as well. So we'll just highlight it as a matter that needs attention. Mrs. Magubane, welcome. We know that the chamber was still sitting, and we had a dilemma to say, do we continue, do we wait? So what we have decided is that we are going to postpone discussions on the strat plan because there is still a reworking that needs to happen by the department. So we'll engage within a week, starting tomorrow, on this issue. We have just taken a presentation of the budget itself. What we're trying to extract when you came in was, what are the possible pitfalls and issues that we must be aware of in the budget that the department officials might be uncomfortable about, so that we have a look at those matters. And two were raised. One was the issue of infrastructure budget that was raised in terms of rehabilitation and all those other issues of refurbishing the buildings and making them friendly so that they can sweat, as they put it. They can have some value for money in those things. So that's one matter that we'll have to come back to and highlight. The other matter that you came in was the one that the Auditor General has been so worried about over the year, about the assets register and its management. So that one as well. The other one, I think we responded to, about the things. What I'm worried about here is, here you've got positions filled at a senior level in terms of to come and do the question of asset registration or management thereof. But you're still looking outside for consultants or outside students to come and what is the enormity of this problem? I mean, what would be the job of those people and those that you currently have? If you're employing people and you've got to get students outside again or other... If you just clarify that one, I think it will help us to understand the enormity of the problem and what it entails. We might not be appreciating the difficulty. We're just complaining that the asset register is never, reflecting the true situation because it's not updated. If you can just clarify that one for us.
At the moment, our asset register is 108,562 that we have custodial responsibility to ensure that the data integrity and the data on that asset register is accurate and is of quality. We went further down to break down the problem and where the problem areas are. So we did a dissection of the problem. And what we found is that we did it per regional office. We can also do it per portfolio. And what we found was that the extent of the problem was quite vast. For example, the land parcels that required to be vested is quite extensive. We're looking at the land parcels not yet vested, and that which is in the vesting process, over 35,000. And there's a whole process to basically get it to be vested that we would require assistance for. The other aspect that would require assistance for is to have a qualitative asset register, is to do conditional audits. At this particular point in time, we approached Treasury within the last two MTECs, and we didn't receive a send for conditional audits. So which effectively means we need to become creative in and around the process and perhaps use students to assist us apportion the portfolio, especially we know exactly which properties that requires to be enhanced further, etc., and then basically focus on those properties. The other issue was that we basically got a qualification for, once again, qualitative information, one being that land parcels without title deed, and this is pure administrative that can be looked at. So and if we quantify that, it comes to just over 1,000. If we can get people to assist us to match with the deeds office, etc., input that information, that assistance will be valued. There is another important aspect that we need to be looked at, because basically at the moment we have various complexes that are not linked to land parcels. That is the biggest portion where we now require assistance for, which requires to basically get the footprint of the property in question, the various complexes within that particular property, and feed that into the asset register. There's a host of things that would have to be done to get a qualitative asset register. We are busy with our regions to work on this, but like I said, if we quantify this, we do require assistance.
The report you're referring to, is it part of the package that you've given in the file? Okay. No, that's fine. We'll look at it. The political head of the Committee of Public Works and Comrade November has just arrived, both of them. The political head is the one sitting there outside. She's looking after the politics of this committee when I'm busy here, whether we are doing the right thing. We did a lot of wrong things in your absence. So you will not be able to give an assessment on that. Since November, thank you very much for coming, but we are about to finish. We'll brief you at the end in terms of summarizing what we are doing. Let me take Comrade Dennis.
I don't want to belabor this, because indeed we are postponed. But the request is when we get the report, there must be some consistency. If I remember well in the past about this asset registration, we were told that in when the question was, why is it taking so long? Why can't this thing be solved? We were told the problem was mainly with the system we were using in the past. It was the wrong system. You need to bring on board the right system, and that involves computers, the IT system, and so on. I thought when you respond now, that will be the starting point. Because in my head, I've got that it is actually the system that has caused the delay. The fear is that if there's no consistency, and if we're not feeling we're getting, in a theoretically, the solution right, and we keep on jumping around about solutions, then the problem of throwing money into a problem will arise. Because we'll throw money after that, because we haven't really pinned down the problem and dealt with the problem properly, this will still return. I'm just saying in the past we were told it was the system that caused the delay. They were using the wrong system, and now they were going to implement the right system. I thought she was going to start with that system.
Thank you very much, Dr. Denny. We note the point that you're making. We will go through this report that is in the file. We'll also give you a chance to respond on that. Bama Sangu, is it on the same matter or different matters? Before I give the same matter, let's do that and give the department to respond.
Chairperson, I thought we were going to close, but okay, let's carry on. Chairperson, I also just want to find out the student story, because we heard this morning that a company, instead of doing the job itself, it also went through the student system. And they were not happy with the information received. Now, I'm not sure whether the very same students now, are they going to do the proper job again? It's just another thing. I'm not sure yet, but I just want to find out.
May I call you Safa?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm more comfortable with that. Chairperson, I'll start with the latter question first. I think it is true that that Second and Intersite service providers did use students, but they were outside our ambit to manage. The department did undertake a project in 2006-2007 that was internally managed called the Asset Register Enhancement Program. The scope wasn't as extensive. It excluded the conditional orders, but we managed that program internally, and we felt that we did a better job than the service providers. The project was confined to 33,323 properties in and around there, and I think if we can give them the same opportunity, a budget, I think we can do it again. So just to answer that and to give you some comfort. Relevant to the system, and we were going to change the system, Chairperson, we always use the property management information system known as the PMIS. The problem we had is that we run two different systems. We're using the property management information system, which we call our asset register. But the asset register was not linked to the works control system. It was one of our audit queries that we received, which is the WCS, and that was the problem that I explained the last time. What we basically did then was to basically get a platform where we're able to link the capital expenditure that we're incurring that is now on a separate system onto PMIS, hence the IE Works initiative that we are embarking upon. That initiative is actually on the go. And the system is live now, and that is a system that we didn't have, was the linking system, which we have worked on. It's been worked on for a period of time now, and we're happy to report that it is a live system. What we're doing now is basically inputting data. Unfortunately, with the system integration, the data couldn't automatically transcribe onto the asset register. And we're busy now manually linking the capital expenditure that we're going to be incurring, and we've reached agreement with the AG
for this particular, for last financial year and this financial year, all the capital expenditure that we're going to be incurring is going on to the IE work system. So the department still continues to use the PMIS, which is our asset register, and the WCS, which is our work control system. The problem was that we were working on getting a platform to link the both.
Thank you very much. And then we summarize where we are so that our colleagues at the back should not look as lost as they look.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is about using students. You know, our country now has got up to about 1.2 million people who have lost their jobs. And I would suggest that let us leave students to study and help these people who can no longer provide for their families. I know we cannot employ all of them, but do something towards at least, you know, helping them to be able to put a candle and a slice of bread on the table, because students are being provided to by parents. So please, I would suggest that let us help the people who have lost their jobs, and mostly the unemployed again. I mean, we have so much job to do to give people work than to concentrate on students. Thank you, sir.
Just clarify this. Are the students used during the holidays or while they are studying? So that we...
Jefferson, it depends on the scope. You would need different types of people, but most...
Press some button there.
Unemployed graduates.
You must press some button there.
Jefferson, our first take would be, and the point is noted, I think when we draft the advert, if the persons that are unemployed have the relevant skills, we have used them in the past with projects. I think we can use them again. So when we draft the advert and certification, we look in and around that. But our target area is also unemployed graduates. And also, I think one of the reasons why we tend to want to use I may stop calling them students, the graduates, etc., is that their rates are a little bit better, so it's affordability, and we can go a long way with the budget. So that's the point has been noted. We look at that.
That's where the confusion is. Mm-hmm. Unemployed graduates are not students.
Yeah. But
okay, that's something that we must... Thanks, Baba Rabotabi, for bringing that. But they say that they derive a bit of cheap labor out of them. That's what they just put it in better English, but that's what it means. You can stretch the budget a bit. Okay. You can get it cheaper. Okay. All right. Colleagues, where we are as historians, we are supposed to do two things too. There's the step plan and just look and engage into the budget, and particularly to look into the realignment. When we started, the department informed us up front, which was, I think, very candid and frank and fair to us, and we appreciate that, to say that, you see, we're giving you this version, but it still needs to be cleaned up. In other words, they still have to rework the document in some correct details. So we agree that let's then postpone the discussion on this matter so that we don't deal with a Skorokoro document in front of us and start picking up these dirty things so that we get a clean one. So we said they are going to be sitting tomorrow to clean up this document. So in a week's time, we'll have to have an engagement with the department to go through the set plan and the budget again. We're just going through the budget, basically the figures that we know, to check if there are possible areas of weakness or worries or pitfalls that we might find there. And two issues are raised that I'll return to now, if not three. So those are the issues that we're discussing. So basically within our program, we'll have to find time to return to the department. We did raise the issue of resources. Obviously, the time frames for submitting state plans were very clear, and they complied with the time frames, but the quality was not what they are happy about. They are not happy about the quality themselves. So we will return to this matter after a week to deal with it thoroughly. And so This is just a preliminary meeting to deal with the issues. But in terms of the budget, the two things that were raised were the issues of the infrastructure budget in particular. I think I did raise this matter in your presence, in terms of its detail and so on, where they want to give some value for money of the assets that are lying there without having been upgraded or refurbished, renovated, or, you know, adjusted to the conditions of 2010, whatever. They say the budget is about, is not what they're looking for. They've got 1.3 billion for that. They need much more than that. But this matter will be further elaborated in our next meeting. The second one was about the asset registration processes. The key positions have been filled, but then the debate started to say when they were saying that and they left also to use the students. That's why we wanted to engage the enormity of this problem, to check why do you fill positions and still want other people to do the jobs. And that was not equal to the task, but they explained in your presence what the challenges are. And that's how the students' question come in, but now we've disqualified them as students anymore. They are unemployed graduates. I think they are taking reasonable salaries or stipends for doing their job. So that's where we are. I'm going to go towards closure. But before I do that, let me check if there's any matter that I'm leaving behind. I'm going to start with you right there, Comrade Doris. Is there anything from your side? And then I'll just come like that, check. When it comes in, it stops.
No, there's nothing. Thanks, Chair.
So nice hearing your voice. That's all I wanted to hear. Sister Veb.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would request that if you can get the document before the next meeting so that you can be able to go through it.
So we should be able to get a cleaned up document. Tomorrow it's Wednesday, so by Friday, that will not go again. It's not any time, right? Thursday, Friday, ne? Okay. So thanks for bringing that up. Bao. Kunen do that is fully way. Kofa, tete that.
Oh, one woman that needs to say, I'm sure.
Aha. Siabuli that. Brother?
Che ga mutu tsuru tsa emisa nya ne ke re ba emela nya ne re ba bone pila re ba tsebe sa bya
I know we shail re tsa emisa mutu tsunya ba bu gaeka
I know cover nothing now
ba bu gaeka says nothing basako.
Okay, I'm also covered.
Good to hear. How about that?
You see, I'm in the last.
Yeah, but one of them is the one. Okay. There are a lot of issues that you also supposed to give to SCOPA, and you've promised them within a week. So you're going to be having a very heavy and busy week. We're going to be sharing the information that we have with SCOPA. So when you give them the information, you'll have to give it to us as well, so that there is no disconnect. And do it as soon as possible. Also, just to inform you that, I'm sure you know this, other committees are worried about the service or lack of service by Public Works. You'll recall that we had a meeting with Correctional Services already on the issues, but we had a joint meeting between Correctional Services and Public Works about the issues, service level agreements, and things like those. Similar matters are coming up from Home Affairs, Defense, I haven't heard from SAPS, but if there's, all I'm saying is that we need to deal with an issue of how you, the services you have given to sister departments, and what are the dynamics, so that we need to deal with that matter as well.
Sasa, you nearly put your foot into a boiling pot earlier this morning when you were talking about foreign assets. Okay. I checked how you quickly put your foot out of that thing when you caught the hit. But let's get the proper story about the relationship, foreign affairs and foreign assets. What are the protocols involved and what is the profile of that thing? Okay. If you can just note that so that we close this gap. Because that's a matter that we're also taking forward with. But let me thank you very much for your time.
I just want to say I'm happy that the department is honoring us. When they go to Scopa, they go with the small members. When they come to us, they come big. So actually, we're a big committee, so they respect us. Thanks for that.
No. Thank you very much. I think this morning, they did not understand the enormity of the problem. But thank you very much, Masango, for that on a lighter note. But I think we must close the meeting. Thank you very much. You can still go, members, and take the 5:15 pass. So this question of transport, those who need transport can still talk to Eva, but there is a bus outside now. We still have time to go and catch the bus. If we need to halt it for another 15 minutes, we'll do that. Just indicate. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.